Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Veronique. That's Veronique's opinion. And today I'm going to talk about choosing a mate and Donald Trump. Not knowing Trump only through the media, where for a while he was constantly on somewhere, I could not miss it. But anyway, remembering Trump choosing his mate, I thought his choice of women were horrible. But who am I to judge? I remember my friends could not believe my choice of men. One never knows what triggers that strange taste and why. I guess it was nothing to do with rational thinking. It just hits you blindly. Seeing that falling for someone has nothing to do with one's usually good taste. So anyway, now that Donald Trump is in the main news again for other reasons than his private life, politics. And in some way, like a lot of other people I hear, I like what he is saying. Mostly, I like that he's not afraid for politically being not correct, not afraid of losing votes, since he announced for run for president of the United States. Because whether it's Democrats or Republicans, they are all afraid to touch the horrific large immigration problem. I feel if we let everyone come in from the border through Mexico, then why not open all the borders and let everyone come in from anywhere? Why only through Mexico? And most other people from other countries at least would learn to speak English and would not demand for the U.S. to have everything in two languages. Therefore, almost every employee has to speak Spanish to cater to those who live here but refuse to learn the English language. Therefore, Americans even get a job if they don't speak Spanish. I used to be a volunteer at the County General Hospital in Los Angeles, but for a while I wasn't there, and by the time I went back, I could not stay unless I spoke Spanish. And a lot of TB came in from illegals. When I came to this country many, many years ago, I could not enter this country if I ever had TB, in other words, tuberculosis. Also, employees and all the jobs were done by Americans. And that claim that the jobs that illegals are taking Americans would not do, Americans apparently were doing it, and I was so happy to speak English. The time when I got real angry, when in Los Angeles hotels, illegals are also working, and all the employees have to be bilingual. When they did not like the pay, they were marching all over Century City holding the Mexican flag Spanish, demanding to change our ways and changing the law. Well, going back to Donald Trump, who wants to change the illegal immigration, a lot of the politically correct people are attacking him, and even the Mexican drug lord is threatening him. I find it funny. that one big businessman is threatening another. The truth is that to go over to Mexico to have some fun. But now, it became so dangerous that I wouldn't go. Also, I feel that if Americans would not use and buy drugs, there would not be problem at the border except still the illegal immigration. So let's hope for Donald Trump. However, Trump has no chance if all the illegals are voting, since in California they are not checking citizenship. I started studying Spanish. This is Veronique, as Veronique's opinion. And thank you very much for listening, and all the followers. And since the phones are not open to call now, please email and let me have your opinion so I could comment on it again. And I hope that you agree with me sometimes, but if you don't, that's fine too. We can discuss it and maybe argue about it. That's what makes the world. Two different people have different opinions, and I am hoping that some of you will email and tell me what you think about all these problems what we are facing right now, and also how you feel about if Donald Trump would run for president, which I hear that he is on top, and I do not like to have another Bush in the White House, and he is running, and apparently because he has so much money, I don't know why we are getting a president just because how much money they have instead of what they can do for our country. That to me is dangerous. I mean, third time we would have from the same family, and I feel that the last Bush made so much mistakes that, please, I really would not like to have another Bush in the White House. I don't care who it is. It could be anyone, but not Bush. I mean, it's my opinion, and maybe a lot of you do not agree, and maybe a lot of you do like him. And I am not a Republican, but I'm also not a Democrat. I am just in between. I like what I like, and I don't like what I don't like. It has nothing to do really with. Again, I'm asking you to please write. I like to hear all your opinions, and maybe we can get to the middle and agree on something. And I hope you find it funny too that the Mexican drug lord is threatening our wanting to be future president. I mean, what a chaos they have in Mexico that he can escape, and then threatening somebody in the U.S. I mean, this is unbelievable. As I say, it can happen only here, only in America. Anyway, thank you again for listening. I am waiting for your emails with your opinion, good or bad. And hopefully I get it, since because of some technical problems, we don't have the phones open now, and you cannot call. Of course, I have to say that I didn't get many calls. As a matter of fact, nobody called. Maybe I'm doing this show in the wrong time. I am not sure. So please at least send your email, and I hope a lot of people will follow me, even on Facebook and Twitter, where I am all over, and I am truly waiting for your honest opinion, whatever it is. I don't care. I like to argue. Actually, I'm not. But I would. I would feel what I feel, and I would send my whatever to what I do believe in. So thank you again, and I will have a show next week again, and waiting for your emails. And this is Veronique at Veronique's Opinion. And thank you for listening. And goodbye.